This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 26th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Havingness. This group processing session is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
February the 26th, 1954. An hour's processing, first hour of the day. Let's be above the city, take a look at the environment, and get some things that are insisting that they're there. And now let's get some things that insist there's something. Check them off one after another, things insisting there's something, mountains and so forth. Okay, now let's check over some spaces or parts of spaces that insist you're nothing. Let's get spaces insisting you're nothing. Now let's be in some black areas, or find some black areas, and have the black areas insist you're a black area. And let's be near now and look at some objects and have the objects all insist you're an object. One after the other, each one insisting you're an object. And let's find and perceive, a rather foggy area, an unreal sort of an area. Foggy, smoggy area. And have it insist that you're a nebulous, unreal smog. Find some more such areas or some more parts of that area. Okay, let's find some places where you're not. And let's look at some spaces and insist that they're nothing. Space after space and insist that each one is nothing. Okay, now find a large object. Find a large object or mass. And insist that it insists that space is nothing. Have it relay the insistence into space that space is nothing. Find some more such objects and have them do it. All right. Now, have the space beyond some large object. Have the large object insist that you're nothing. And do this some more and repeat that many times. Okay, now mock yourself up as a mirror or any vague equivalent thereof. Mock yourself up as a mirror and look at space and be space. Another space and be space. In other words, mirror the space. Mirror some more space. Okay, now find some objects and mirror those. One after the other, be the reflective mirror of large numbers of objects. Okay. Now, get space as a mirror. Look at a space and conceive that it's a mirror, simply mirroring you. And and another space, and conceive of it as a mirror simply mirroring you. Some more spaces, just to see them as mirroring you. Okay, now let's look at objects, one object after another, and conceive that it is merely mirroring you each time. Object after object, and see that each one is simply a reflection of yourself. I find some particularly horrible ones. Find some more and consider that each one is a reflection of yourself, and get how you must have done it. As though each one were a mirror reflecting the image of you. And get your tremendous responsibility in this. Okay, let's find some places where you're not. All right, now mock yourself up as a mirror and face toward various spaces and get the fact that you are reflecting those spaces. Not objects, spaces. Empty, big, vast spaces. Direction after direction, space after space, you reflecting them. Okay, now have yourself mocked up as a mirror and look at various objects and get the fact that you are reflecting these objects. If you can imagine at this time, be a three-dimensional mirror. Okay, set that aside. And now, get an idea and change it. Change it. And change it. And change it. And change it. And change it. Okay, discard it. Now let's get another idea. And change it. And change it. And change it. And change it. Now let's get an idea about you, which is a sort of an old moth-eaten idea that you have about you or some part of you, such as about your hair or about your eyes. A chronic idea. Okay, let's just change it for fun. And change it again. And change it again. And change it again. And change it again. I get back the original idea. And change it. 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 And get back the original idea. Now let's change it. And change it again. Okay, we don't care whether it's altered permanently or not. But let's get a rather chronic idea now, such as I am a body, or I don't like my hair, or something. Some chronic idea. All right. Now let's get somebody else out in front and have this person change the idea. Have them change it again. Now have this person confirm your original idea. And then change his mind about it. And change it again. Now let's have this being get back the original idea he had. And have him change your idea about it. Now you change his idea about it. Have him change your idea about it. Okay, throw that aside. Now let's get this idea, I am a body. That one specifically now, I am a body. And get a mob of people fixing this idea. And get a mob of nothingnesses behind them, thetans, having the mob of people fix this idea in you. Now let's change the idea in the mob of thetans to the fact that you're something else but a body. Have the mob of Thetans change the idea. You change their idea. I have them change your idea. Now you change their idea again. All right, throw all that away, and also throw away the confusion. Now get the confusion back, and rig up a mirror, and reflect at the confusion, confusion. Now have the confusion get a mirror and reflect your confusion. And you get another mirror and reflect the confusion's confusion. All right, throw those away. Okay, now mock yourself up as a mirror and face around to some space and reflect it. And some more space and reflect it. And some more space and reflect it. Just continue to reflect various spaces. And now let's find some objects and start reflecting these objects. One after the other. Okay, now still mocking yourself up as a mirror, confront some tremendous obstacles immediately in front of you. Confront some barriers and reflect them. Find another one, reflect it, another one, and reflect it, and so forth. Now, saying we could have such a mirror, have it reflect the effort in these barriers. Now, saying we could reflect that, reflect the noises in these barriers, or lack of it. Barrier after barrier, reflect each one, its effort and its noises, or its silence. Okay, now let's reflect space as a barrier. Reflect the infinite distances of various directions and spaces as barriers. One after the other. And get how far your case extends now. Direction after direction, space after space, reflect it as a barrier. Okay, now reflect some solid barriers. and reflect the emotion which is or is not in them. Reflect some solid barriers and reflect their content or lack of content of emotion. Okay, throw this mirror away. And now, let's put out four anchor points and shift them around, put them around you, if you're still in the body, around you and the body, if you're exteriorized, just around you, and change them around so they're very acceptable to you. And pull them in on yourself. Do that many times. Now let's see if we can put up eight such anchor points, thus making a cube of space. One at each corner. And change those around so they're very acceptable. And pull them in. Put up eight more, pull them in. Put out a lot more of them and pull them in. Lots more and pull them in. Make them dense and heavy now if you can. Pull them in. Pull some more in. Put new ones out each time, holding the old ones in. Get them denser and heavier, and pull them in on yourself. All right, throw some away now. And mock up then some more and pull them in. Okay, now take a couple and throw those away. Throw some more of them away. Mark up 8 more, pull them in. And 8 more and pull them in. And 8 more and pull them in. Okay, now let's check over some things you do not have to have at this moment. Do what you please with those masses. Check over some things now you do not have to have. Find something for sure that you don't have to have. Some more things for sure that you don't have to have. Okay. Let's find some places where you're not. Let's grab onto a couple of pieces of mess and hold on and don't think. Okay, let's get now some words you are not for sure. For sure, some words you're not. Get some for sure that you're absolutely positive that you were not. Some more words you're absolutely sure you're not. I don't care what language they're in. Get some words you're sure you're not. All right, now let's check around the environment. Check around the environment now and find some things which don't have to be real. Now let's find some things that don't have to be knocked flat. And some more things that don't have to be real. Find something which you just as soon would be imaginary, same thing. Some more things that you just as soon would be imaginary. And same thing, some things which don't have to be real. And some things that you'd get along just as well with if they are imaginary. And now some things that don't have to be entirely solid. You just assume they weren't entirely solid, even though they appear solid. And some things you'd be just as happy with if they were totally imaginary. and now some things which could belong to somebody else without upsetting you. Some more things. Okay, and now some activities which could be going on at this moment for which you don't have to be responsible. It's something that's going on right now that you don't have to be responsible for. Now, some people you're not pulling along with you on your road to clear. For sure now. Oh, think of one. People you're not pulling along with you on your road to becoming clear. Well, let's get some more. There's no great scarcity of them. Let's get somebody for sure, and then get some more. Let's just not sit there apathetically saying, well, I won't pull on Joe, I won't pull on Bill. Let's just get somebody who actually are not pulling along with you on your road to clear. And now some people who wouldn't have to be clear if you were clear. And now some people that you just as soon would remain aberrated while you were clear. Oh, somebody at least, one. Okay, let's get some places where you are not. And now let's get some symbols that do not mean soup. Well, let's get some more symbols that don't mean chicken soup. And now some symbols that do not mean space. Some symbols that do not mean space. Get some more symbols that don't mean space. Space. Now, make a symbol which would mean space, actually mean space. Okay, let's get some places where you are not. Now let's check off some machines that you know about that aren't running. Machines that you know about that are not running. Now, some machines that you know absolutely have quit entirely, that are just not in use and are not usable. And I mean anything the word machine means. Now let's get some machines that you are not expecting at this moment will stop. stop running. Now let's mock up a machine that theoretically could run forever. Okay. Now let's check off some spirits who are not at this moment giving you advice. One for sure. And some more. Now, just to be non-sequitur, let's get some machines that are not giving you any orders. Okay, let's mock up 8 anchor points and snap them in, and 8 more and snap them in, and 8 more and snap them in, and 8 more and snap them in. Okay. Now let's grab onto a couple of big, heavy, massy pieces of mast. Now let's check over, let go. Now let's check over some things which you are not immediately going to lose. Let's duplicate it many times. Duplicated a lot more times. All right. Now let's do what you please with those duplicates, and let's check over some people who are not at this moment going to take something away from you. Now let's check over some things you could touch without being devoured. Let's check over some places now where you are not. And let's find at least one thing you could decide without being hit by a bolt of lightning. Okay, find a couple of heavy pieces of mess, hold on to them, and don't think. Okay, find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.